Whether this is her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct is everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, the Internet, and welcome to this episode of There Once Was a Man from Trentucket, who drove to Ottawa to truck it. He was drinking his pee, that anti-vax tea, but as for the Wexit, said fuck it. That is a limerick, aka, or short show title, courtesy of Batomic Bomb, The Brew, and Master Dingo on the Discord. Shout out to them, and shout out to Discord TDZ for servicing those on Twitter. It's truly one of the nicest things anyone's ever done for me, so I really appreciate y'all. Let's see.
How about that time Jack. I married you and your wife? That's pretty weird, but go ahead.
Yeah, you married us. It's weird. Weird throuple. Yeah. Well, that voice you hear is super producer Anna Hosnier.
Thanks. Hi. I forgot what I'm to Jack. Say in that moment, so I said thanks.
Did you hear the part of tomorrow's episode where I tried to say Afghanistan in like Obama-ish way,
and yeah, I fucked said it up?
I was like, Afghanistan.
I actually heard that in the moment. I was like, I'll let that
you should have.
I was going to rip you a new little arm, and that's the saying, right? And I decided.
Rip you a new arm?
And then I decided I'm not going to say anything.
Anyways, people can look forward to that tomorrow and feel bad for me. All right. Well, it's a good episode tomorrow, by the way. Check it out. This trending, on the other hand, is gonna suck. No, it's good.
What?
We got some hot shit to tell them, right?
Yeah, why would you say that?
I'm just joking. Yeah, I was just joking. I'm joking. I joke sometimes. Let's see. Let's start with the worst trend. Facebook lost $200 billion on the market. It's the worst, the most that any U.S. company has ever cratered in a single day.
Yeah. And, you know, luckily I did get a tip to sell all my Facebook stock yesterday.
From Mark, yeah.
Yeah. So I actually came out quite good, in my opinion.
Yeah, that's huge. Huge for you. Huge if true.
if true that I committed insider trading.
Like when I looked into it, I was looking for the explanation that was just going to be like, yeah, because like Meta is fucking stupid in the metaverse. Yeah. Like nobody's ever going to do that. But everybody instead was like, it was like all these economic indicators, a real perfect storm of factors that led to it. But I do feel like it has to be that he's wagering the entire future of his company on a 2008 version of virtual reality, but maybe
a bummer.
I hope so. I'm hoping that's what it is. I'm hoping that the metaverse doesn't catch on like people seem to insist it will. But fuck Facebook. Moving on, Shaq, which is a nickname I use for Shaquille O'Neal, the basketball player. I call him Shaq for short, because he's big as a shack, as a house, small house.
Okay.
Anyways, you're a fan. I'm a fan.
Mm-hmm. I think if you're a American citizen, you're a fan of Shaq. I wouldn't even argue not an American citizen. I think we are just as humankind a fan of Shaq,
or as they call him, Shaquille O'Neal.
Sure,
but I call him Shaq.
Regardless, you just kind of I think if you're born, you just kind of become a fan of Shaq. Isn't that strange? We all just like love Shaq.
Yeah.
Love Shaq. Oh my God.
Baby. We love Shaq. Baby. So anyways, it was interesting because so he on the Inside the NBA studio show the other day referred to him as the other guy while praising Joel Embiid's amazing season that he's having. It was like Ben Simmons, he said the other guy is being a crybaby. Well, apparently Ben Simmons knew who he was talking about, and he reached out on DM. So I'm just going to read an exchange from Shaq's podcast, presumably better than ours. But Shaq said he kind of got in my DM and said some things, and I said some things back. Co-host, what'd he say? Tell us. Come on. Shaq, I can't do that. Co-host, he said some things? Shaq, no, I can't do that. Co-host, so wait, Ben Simmons DM'd you after he heard what you said last week? Shaq, yes, yeah. All I said is, you're leaving your man out there. You need to play. That's all I said. He said some things, but I'm not going to elaborate on what he said because that's not cool. He was mad. Which, I don't know. I think that's funny. I would not fuck with Shaq. Right?
You're asking me if I would fuck with Shaq?
Yeah, like, would you fuck with Shaq? Would you get in his DMs and be like, hey,
no,
dude,
because
be
I've
nicer
seen,
to me?
I've seen Inside NBA, and he has an entire segment where he makes fun of people who fuck up.
Yeah.
So
Jacked and a Fool, or that's what he based the name off of, my segment on our forthcoming NBA podcast.
Here
spoiler alert.
It's Jacked and a Fool. And it's probably some of the greatest. I think Shacked and a Fool might be one of the greatest televised segments to have ever existed.
Yeah.
It's
just
so
bloopers,
good.
But with Shaq being like over the top of it.
And then like there's some of the greatest editing work I've ever seen. Like the way they are able to construct, like I know a recent one where Russell Westbrook, they're showing him continuously like shooting and then hitting the side of the basket. And they just couldn't, they found all the shots of him doing that, all the footage. And then there's a shot they found of him like helping one of those
guys.
3 hours
long? Sorry, that was a Russell Westbrook.
Yeah, it was.
Diss.
But they found footage of him helping like clean the ground, and they photoshopped it to look like he was cleaning bricks off the ground. I mean,
come on, guys. Not cool.
No. What do you mean not cool? Incredible work. I was tears in my eyes laughing of like, what the hell is going on in the NBA these days?
Yeah.
And it's just funny. And it, you know, it gives me the old 1-2 chuckle.
1-2 chuckle. I didn't even know that was a thing. Anyways, huge
That's
if true. We will wait to hear more.
Huge
and then,
if true. Oh, I hate when you say that.
Shaq is huge, and that is true.
If true. Now it's true?
That one is true. Okay. I'm pretty sure, unless this has all just been a masterful forced perspective in-camera special effect, which I feel like we would have noticed.
They're great editors over there at Inside NBA.
It's true, as you've pointed out. All right, Pam and Tommy, Murderville, and Peacemaker are three TV shows trending for three different reasons. Pam and Tommy, just I think I had put this in the category of the Motley Crue series based on their memoir book, and that was kind of not good. So I assumed this one was going to be similarly not good. But the cast really surprised me. You got your Offerman, Nick.
Uh-huh. And Lily, James, Seth, yeah. Rogan, Sebastian Stan.
All who's these that people. One? Is that who plays
Sebastian
Tommy?
Sebastian Stan. Yes. Which is, they actually really, they cast people that look exactly like these people. And I'm like, whoa.
Yeah. Wait. It seems like they had their pick. Everybody was like, oh, I remember watching that porno tape. I have to be involved in the story behind it.
I'm sorry, wait, did you say you remember?
No, I'm saying that I assume people...
Oh.
They were like, it's a cultural moment. We must, you know, be involved in... This is our generation's, like, the way that Oliver Stone made JFK, which was, like, supposedly the story behind the most polarizing flashbulb cultural touchstone of a previous generation. This is that for the Pam and Tommy sex tape.
Well, it is made by Robert Siegel, who early days was the worked for The Onion, I believe, and then went on to make the movie The Wrestler and The Founder. Big the guy.
Yeah, so we'll see. It seems like it's going to be better than I expected it to be, but I had low expectations. We will tell you why Murderville and Peacemaker are trending after this break.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots as I sit down with inspiring women like Misty Copeland, Brooke Shields, Vanessa Hudgens, and so many more. We dive into how these women made their pivot and their mindset shifts that happened as a result. It's a podcast about women, their stories, and how their pivot became their success. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
Thank you for taking the light, and you're going to shine it all over the world, and it makes me really happy.
I never imagined that I would get the chance to carry this honor and help be a part of this legacy.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
This is Neil Strauss, host of the Tenderfoot TV true crime podcast, To Live and Die in L.A. I'm here to tell you about the new podcast I've been undercover investigating for the last year and a half. It's called To Die For. Here's a clip.
All these girls were sent out into the world and they were told, try to meet important men, try to attach yourself to important men.
The voice you're hearing is a Russian model agent telling me about spies sent out to seduce men with political power.
The war in Ukraine is also being fought by all these girls that are all over important cities.
For the first time, a military-trained seduction spy reveals how the Russian government turns sex and love into a deadly weapon.
If you want to kill your target, it's easy. You just seduce him, take him somewhere, start having sex, and then he's very vulnerable, so you can kill him easily.
To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go, right? There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. On NPR's new podcast, Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's part existential deep dive and part game show. I ask actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to ask some of life's biggest questions. Listen to NPR's Wildcard on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And we're back. And so Murderville is a... Like, the description is very strange because it's like a reality murder mystery starring celebrity guests where they have to, like, guess who did the murder. So it's, it seems to be very, I guess you wouldn't say genre, but, like, yeah, I guess genre bending. It's like they're improvising everything.
No. So, well, there is, I believe, a, like, kind of like Curb Your Enthusiasm enthusiasm. Mm-hmm. Structure
enthusiasm.
Script where, like, there is obviously a basis for where each episode needs to go, but Will Arnett and his, like, actors around him, supporting actors, all know what's up. And then there's one main guest actor improviser who has to figure it out as they go and literally just improvise their scenes with the help of Will Arnett and the rest of the crew. So that's, like, always like a one famous person in the center who has right. to just figure it out, and Will Arnett's, like, their guide.
And their famous person is like, the list is pretty cool. It's like Kumail Nanjiani, Conan O'Brien, and like the idea of having a show where Will Arnett can just be funny. Like, people always talk about him being like the funniest person to hang out with, or at least I've heard a lot of comedians say that. So it's cool to, like, get a non-scripted Will Arnett thing that isn't whatever that podcast is, Smartless. Which I like. I just wish it was more Will Arnett. But the...
Whoa, cutting analysis.
Fucking, you've been toasted by the roast master, Jack. The wild thing is that they use real murders. Like, they just go find a real murder and stage this whole thing around it.
Are you auditioning to be on the show right now?
No, but could you imagine if they used real murders? It would just be so tasteless.
Yeah. Will Arnett finds real murders with guest celebrity hosts. You're like, this is the darkest thing I've... With featuring Rudy Giuliani. You're like, no! America's yeah. over!
They pull off a mask, Scooby-Doo style of the killer. And it is Rudy Giuliani at the end of every
time,
episode.
Every yeah. episode. It's like, I don't know about you, but it feels like they're trying to imply that Rudy Giuliani killed all these people.
And then Peacemaker is the HBO series that is based on John Cena's character in that Suicide Squad movie made by James Gunn, and was not a character that I was like, I want to know what the story is with that guy. That movie's fun. Not the character I would pick to do a series around, especially since he's Irish.
And also his character is, like, low-key a white supremacist. But, well, right. his dad's like a white supremacist leader, potentially yeah. like a Ku Klux Klan.
These Ku Klux clowns over here. Am I right?
I didn't do my red leather, yellow leather training before the recording, and I apologize for that because my pronunciations are all over the place. Yeah, his dad's like a KKK leader type, and he's, like, from a white supremacist background, even though he apparently is working on being a reformed. But he's, like, very patriotic in that way, to a point of annoyance to everyone around him.
But he dies, like, kind of... ignominiously in the movie. Like, he's being a bad guy when he dies. He doesn't, like, die heroically or anything either. So that's why I was like, oh, so it's not like somebody who's ultimately redeemed and you get to find out, like, how they got to that place. Well, it's just like a bad person.
The whole concept of Suicide Squad is that they got all the worst people to, like, team up because their death is inconsequential.
But, like, Harley Quinn and
Evil.
Like, but she is like an anti-hero, and basically all of them are anti-heroes who you end up rooting for in the movie, except for him. And they were like, let's make a movie about this, or a show about this guy. Anyways, those are all the reasons I chose not to care about this show. And then
it's because it's a John Cena vehicle, and we all have a huge boner in this country for old Johnny C. They love Johnny Cena here. Johnny Cena. I can't even remember. Cena here. And it's incredible. And I personally, I'm okay with no more John Cena. I know. Okay. Sorry. Hold on. Do you see the red dot on my forehead? They're going to kill me for saying that.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I think that's why they gave it to him, is because it's John Cena, and John Cena's really having a moment.
Also not my favorite character in Fast and Furious 9. And yeah, I don't know. He's fine, but he's not, he's no Dwayne The Rock Johnson. But anyways.
I think that's the trajectory of that they're trying to make the Cena-dom.
Yeah, and they did that with that other wrestler guy too, who was in that Stuber movie that failed to launch, shall we say.
What's his name?
I don't know.
I think he's also in the DC universe.
Because he's in the Marvel universe, because he's in Guardians. Oh,
you're right. Sorry, I thought Dave Bautista.
Bautista.
That's how we all say
it. He's great. I do enjoy his work. Anyways, Peacemaker. Not interested until you showed me the intro to Peacemaker.
They have a long choreographed dance musical type intro that's about 2.5 minutes long that plays the beginning of every episode. And let me tell you, it gets me every time. It's so funny for some reason.
It's
just
awesome.
So long. And
it's
the dancing
great.
Is like, we can't see. This is an audio format, but go look it up. Go look up just opening theme of Peacemaker.
Yeah, the dancing is very weird. Like, the performances of the dancing is all very... like, it's very arty and strange, and I'm not talking Lang, just artful, I guess. And it's wild. I'm probably not going to watch the show still, but I might just keep rewatching that intro because it is very cool. So, Anna, you were saying that this weekend you were planning on traveling to the South Texas Butterfly Sanctuary, but I have bad news for you.
What?
So the South Texas Butterfly Sanctuary has closed indefinitely due to QAnon conspiracies and escalating threats, which is wild. So apparently there are QAnon conspiracies that have been falsely claiming that the National Butterfly Center is involved in sex trafficking and other crimes, and executive director Mariana Trevino Wright has been getting death threats. And so the parent organization, the North American Butterfly Association, I know I don't have to explain this all to you, Anna, because you are already planning on traveling there and you're a huge fan. But they said that it's incredibly distressing that the United States has come to the point where a really significant part of the public is just no longer tethered to reality.
Yeah. So to a point where butterflies are a threat.
Yeah. Well, butterflies aren't doing the trafficking, actually. If you have read my blog posts on it, you would understand. It's just a front. But it's truly terrifying because it's like completely random. Like, it's just if your name happens to like stick in some Q conspiracy theorist's brain and like they're able to write a paragraph of compelling fiction around you like that, you then have to quit your job and go into hiding.
I just realized the main threat in the Peacemaker television series are these aliens that are butterflies.
What the fuck? Okay, now I'm starting to think that maybe there is something to all this.
We'll only know if there's a choreographed dance sequence outside this museum.
Right. Well, that's why you were going there, right? To part of a flash
mob?
You keep telling me the flash mobs are the wave of the future and that people don't know, but flash mobs are coming back in a big way.
You want to actually hear some inside baseball for TDZ? Is for the longest time, early days, I kept pitching a choreographed dance sequence to open all the TDZ live shows, and you guys would always be like, ha ha ha, yeah, Anna, sure. And then you never let me do it.
I love the idea. I don't love
and
the amount of
I
work.
I said it so much that Peacemaker did it, and now look at us. We look like fools.
I do.
This
feel
is not
like an
even
asshole.
A joke. I literally in the office would be like, okay, but just hear me out. What about? And then you guys would be like, Anna.
Well, I promise that if we can convince Miles of Gray when he's back to do it, we will invest in a choreographer.
No, I'm the choreographer.
You consult with the choreographer, but I
can do this.
No, I believe you do, and I want you to consult. I have my own choreographer that I bring to all projects that I'm involved with.
Here we go. We got J-Lo in the house. Uh-oh. Yeah,
sorry.
Jack O'Brien Lowe. It's terrible. The whole thing, it's just a QAnon conspiracy, just to be clear. There's no real, like, they just have decided this is a sex trafficking front. Okay, cool. Yeah. As you do. All right. Ugh.
So that's, if you've seen, like, butterfly posts or, you know, I've seen people joking about this and riffing on this and did not know what the fuck they were talking about. But thanks to super producer Becca Ramos, our
former Texas resident, has her eye on the Texas beat.
Yeah.
She runs the Texas division.
Is a huge QAnon follower, so also was way up on this a long time ago. Just kidding. She's not.
If I was her, I would sue you for that, for libel. But anyway, just no big deal. Just a kind of a tip. Okay, Becca, you heard that?
All right. And then finally, the Winter Olympics open today and are not trending as far as I can tell.
I think the fallout of last time of like every day, they're like, and these many people tested positive. And then it's just like it's not fun anymore to be like, these people are all like going to catch COVID. Like Simone Biles, like left for like mental health, you know, like it's just all of this is like the Olympics. And also, you know, if you follow anything about how the Olympics destroy infrastructures of every city that they, you know, show up in, it's just like bad vibes.
You think this is the woke police taking down the Olympics?
No, I think the Olympics just slowly took down itself for being bad
it's a
vibes.
Monstrous institution.
And then just single-handedly getting Jamie Loftus's Twitter suspended. Are you kidding? Good luck coming back from that.
Know. Fuck them. Really. Oop, the show has just been canceled.
Our shows are canceled. IOC came for us.
Oh, no. All right. Well, Anna, as always, such a pleasure having you. Where can people find you, follow you?
Should we tell people that me and you are going to be at Radio Row for the Super Bowl next week?
Yeah, it's very strange. We're going to go for a single day.
They specifically asked. They said, Jack O'Brien and Anna Hosnier, wrap them up, put them in a little gift box, and send them to Radio Row of the Super Bowl. I don't even know what a ball is. So this is going to be huge.
You know it's not the Super Bowl, right?
Huh? Sorry? I'm pretty sure it's a sports ball day play, huh? So guys, get ready for me to be potentially never invited back to any sporting event ever again.
I did want to see what a Super Bowl event like that is like. So we will be there for approximately 30-45 minutes.
Just
speaking to any person that we recognize walking by and
I'll be screaming hot or not at everyone.
Yeah.
But
like you'll be asking me to rate them as hot or not. It's going to be very problematic.
And I'll actually know the real. I'll say hot or not. You'll tell me what you think and I'll tell you if you're right or wrong.
Okay. That sounds great. You can look forward to that. I guess that'll be our Thursday trending. Trending next week will be coming out a little late. But
I think Wednesday,
it will be
actually.
A very
Wouldn't it be Wednesday?
Wednesday or Thursday. It's going to be a little late, but it's going to be very special because there will be loud background noise and we will have vaguely Super Bowl related stories, trends, things. Anyways, that is going to do it for us on this Thursday. We are back tomorrow with a whole ass episode of the show. Until then, be kind to each other. Be kind to yourselves. Get the vaccine. Wear a mask. Don't do nothing about white supremacy. We will talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
Au revoir.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robey,
and me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Imagine you're a fly on the wall at a dinner between the mafia, the CIA, and the KGB. That's where my new podcast begins. This is Neil Strauss, host of To Live and Die in L.A., and I wanted to quickly tell you about an intense new series about a dangerous spy taught to seduce men for their secrets and sometimes their lives. From Tenderfoot TV, this is To Die For. To Die For is available now. Listen for free on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.